March 23rd, 2015. Our Lady comes as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." You are living in times which are difficult to understand. These are times when truth is elusive, especially to the proud of heart. The proud redefine truth to suit their own agenda. I speak to their angels in an attempt to grant each soul, no matter his spiritual state, self-knowledge, which is salvific. You must remember that error must be recognized in order to be corrected. This generation, however, has become spiritually blind. If I were to better define this blindness, I would say it is the inability to distinguish good from evil. This is a basic necessity towards each soul's salvation. It is a grace not to be concerned with who agrees with you or who does not. In order to stand firm as a remnant faithful, you must pray for this grace. You must choose to please God and not man. Remember always, God sees into each heart and knows your inner struggles. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, will help you to find the truth in each situation and give you insight into your own heart. Do not let pride obstruct the truth of the state of your heart. If you must correct another, do so without malice. Do not pronounce rash judgments on another, but in all ways be fair-minded, not seeking your own advantage, but the truth. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 5, 6 through 11. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. Cast all your anxieties in on him, for he cares about you. Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering is required of your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little, while the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, establish, and strengthen you. To him be the dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, refuge of holy love.